You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
We're going to be talking about drama. What is drama? If I asked any of you, we could all come up with a huge list of things that we think of when we think of drama. Backstabbing and fighting and being aggressive and worrying about who said what about who and who did what and who's making whose job more difficult and, you know, lawsuits and child support and all kinds of chaos. But what actually is it? I really define drama. I use the term really loosely. It's anything that shifts our focus away from where it needs to be. So in our life, it can be shifting us away from reaching our goals or spending quality family time. In our businesses, it's anything that shifts focus away from our customers, our clients, our patients. Whatever term you use to talk about the people you serve. I have worked with passionate leaders from family-owned businesses, privately held companies, and nonprofits for more than 20 years. Over and over, they've shared their hearts with me and their frustrations and their overwhelm. I've heard story after story about how they have this big vision that they want to make happen, the great service that they want to provide, or the great product. And over, they're not able to make it happen. They're ready to throw in the towel. Ultimately, I learn that it's because they can't get their team to do what they need them to do. Often, I am able to help them transform their teams in just a matter of a few short months. I love the feeling of seeing an entrepreneur or their passionate business leader, their eyes light up as they feel empowered in their own business. I want to teach these same strategies through this podcast to reach more. I want to help you transform your team. I want you to create the vision that you've had for your business. I want to help you make it happen. So in each episode, I'm going to be sharing tips, tricks, and strategies, proven strategies that you'll be able to implement immediately to help you start that transformation. Get your team aligned and focused where they need to be to help you meet your business objectives. So each time, there'll be great strategies, tips. I'm going to include personal stories, client stories to help illustrate what you're learning. So I hope to make it fun for you as well. But there will be aha moments, self-discovery, and new strategies to implement each time. There will also be a segment called Defeat Your Drama. You'll actually have the opportunity to submit your own drama challenges and situations to me, and I'm going to be answering those and providing customized solutions during the podcast. So if you go to my website, defeatthedrama.com, and click on the podcast site, at the very top, you'll see a way to submit your question. You can either do a recording, you can use an alias name if you'd like, or send me a message. And I'm going to be addressing those. So keep listening to see if your question, your personal situation is shared, and to get your customized solution. There will also be show notes for each episode on that same website. So any links or information that I talk about, there'll be some summaries, but that'll be an important place to go visit. So what causes drama? I've explained a little bit kind of what it is. And we all know, like I said, what it is. It's anything that shifts focus away from where it needs to be. And it just creates chaos in our lives and in our work. But what creates it inside of our businesses? There are actually quite a number of things. I'm going to list out and kind of explain some of the main reasons for drama that I've seen in the clients that I've worked with. So one, drama outside the workplace. I call these employees the Life is Hard sympathy card employees. They bring a lot of their outside issues into your place of business. They're looking for support, accommodation. They come in looking for a shoulder to cry on from their coworkers, and they just bring all that chaos and unrest into your business. So again, this isn't about shutting off our hearts or not caring about our coworkers, but we can't always address or help our employees or our teammates fix all of their life problems. And sometimes employees, the Life is Hard sympathy card employees, are making poor choices in their life that are creating these situations. So bringing it into your place of business or having them basically make decisions for your business or showing up late or all those things that they do, it just brings in a lot of drama. Because guess who's picking up the slack when they're showing up late or they're in the bathroom crying because their next big emergency happened in their life? It's your rock star employees. And they start feeling resentful and burned out. Process problems can create drama in the workplace, believe it or not. So you might not think about that initially, but for some reason, when processes are falling apart, we as humans have this tendency to assign blame to people. And if we don't have good relationships with our coworkers or other departments in the organization, we can tend to have these negative assumptions about how they're doing things on purpose to make our job tougher. And I've seen this over and over. I actually worked with a large health organization that had a call center. The call center employees didn't know the front desk employees in the different clinics. And so when the call center had to forward calls to the front desk, those employees said, well, they're just trying not to do their job. They just want to send us the calls. And so there was all this conflict between the two. And they never wanted to help each other out because they both thought that each department was passing work one to the other. Well, we rectified that by pulling those teams together. You'll get more details about this in subsequent episodes. But I do want to say that bringing them together helped tremendously. But in the meantime, there was a ton of drama, a ton of talking about each other and being frustrated with each other and building resentments. Another thing that can create drama in your organization is unfocused time. So if there's a little, they have extra time for some reason, like you don't have enough work or they have unclear expectations. Sometimes people just need a little excitement in their life for some reason. And so they'll create excitement by picking fights or talking about each other or creating gossip, or it gives them more time to talk about their outside drama. And it just brings that drama inside. Picture quickly the astronauts in the space shuttle when they take off. Do you think any of them are worrying about who did what and who said what about who? Or do you think that every single astronaut in there is 100% fully focused on mission? I mean, they each know the job that they need to do, and there are dire consequences if something goes awry. They don't have time to worry about who said what or I'm doing more work than you. So you want to kind of create that sense of intensity inside of your business. Inconsistencies create drama. And inconsistencies can be just, they can be fact or they can just be perceived. So if you've got family members working in your business, you might treat your family members the same as you do the rest of the employees, but maybe there's a perception that you aren't, that you're giving them preferential treatment. Maybe you have some dating situations. This is an unusual one perhaps, but think about it. I have actually seen where the inconsistency comes from. It's easier to hold your really good employees accountable and speak to them and give correction conversations to them than it is for your highly defensive, negative employees. So sometimes the inconsistencies are that you're being harder on your rock star employees than you are on your difficult, challenging employees. So those poor rock stars are picking up the slack and taking initiative and trying to help and do all they can. And then you're talking to them way quicker if they show up late after lunch by a couple of minutes while they watch their team member come in half an hour late every morning. And those are just the kinds of things that can happen and don't even think about it. And I've seen it over and over with many of my clients. Another thing that can cause drama is inadequate communication. And I mean real communication. So you're telling your employees what's going on in the business and listening to them. So a lot of drama can happen if people don't know, like, what are our priorities right now? What are the goals? What are the short-term goals and the long-term goals of the organization? What's our overall direction? Or if you're not hearing them, maybe they have suggestions or they're coming up with ways to save money on what you're doing in your business and you're not really hearing them or appreciating them. That can lead to drama. People problems. So you don't have the right people working in your business. They don't have the right skills, the right attitudes. Maybe they don't really care about what you're up to, or they're that entitled employee who, you know, is there to do as little work as possible, and they focus all their creative energy on avoiding work instead of doing a good job, and you tolerate it. Having people in your business who don't fit does create drama. Again, someone's picking up the slack, and it might be you, or it's other employees, and they're wanting you to take action. They're saying, get them the skills that they need, get them the resources that they need, please. The other thing that causes drama is tolerating any of the above. So if you're allowing any of this to stay in your business, you're creating or allowing additional drama to kind of live in your business. So that's just a quick little synopsis of some of the main reasons that I've seen that drama is really living and breathing and alive and well inside of my clients' businesses. And over the next episodes, I'm going to be sharing some tips, tricks, and strategies to overcome those drama creating scenarios. And so I really look forward to sharing those with you. Why is it important to remove drama? You know, you might say, well, I don't really care. All that people stuff is just mamby-pamby and I can deal with it. I can just shut my door and I don't even listen to them. I just let them hash it out. Or I'm so tired of the bickering and the backstabbing and the fighting that, you know, I just try to ignore it. The problem is there's chaos inside of your business created by that drama, but it might be impacting your customers in ways that you're not aware. Sometimes customers vote with their feet and they just have a sense of what's going on in your business. That chaos is probably creating negative customer experiences. I want to share just a quick story to illustrate why you want to defeat the drama in your business. So it's about my boys. I have two boys and they're now teens. So I wouldn't call them little and cute anymore, but they used to be. They're still cute, but they're both taller than me now. So I can't really call them little. But when they were little, they had bank accounts at a credit union, and I won't say the name of the credit union, but we had opened these accounts when they were babies, and this credit union, and they both had this birthdays that fell in the same month. So this credit union had this birthday club. And so one of my boys has a beginning of the month birthday and one has an end of the month birthday. And so around the middle of the month, during their birthday month, it became part of our tradition to go to the credit union because they would send postcards that would say, come to the branch, happy birthday. It was this very festive postcard and it was very fun. So we'd go into the branch mid-month, and what they would get to do is scoop fake coins from a fishbowl. And then the teller would count out those coins and they would actually put that money into their account. So they got free money. It was really fun. And when they were really little, they would let them scoop with both hands. You know, the money never amounted to more than, you know, $2 or $3. But it was really, really exciting and became a part of our family tradition. Well, one month, several years ago, so they were still little, they were in elementary school, and it was time for our tradition. And we went into the credit union with those postcards. There were no other customers. Well, they call them members, actually. So there were no other members in the branch, but the sign said, wait here, you know, behind the red velvet rope, wait until you're called. So we waited and we waited, and there were two tellers in one window and three tellers in another, and one to the left and one to the right. There just seemed to be employees all over the place, but no one called us up. So we continued to wait because that's what the sign said to do. Finally, one of the tellers looks up and she says, I'll help you over here. So my two cute little boys walked up to the window and they slid their postcards under. And they waited for the big excitement and the friendly greeting and the happy birthday, but there was none of that. The teller just looked at them and said, I'll come around. She grabbed the fishbowl and came out into the lobby to meet them. They scooped their coins and she proceeded to complete the perfunctory task of counting them out and adding the money to their bank account. There was no thank you for coming in. There was no happy birthday. There was nothing. So my boys, who, like I said, are cute, they had just gotten free money. So you would think, wow, they must love this place. They got free money. But the thing is, before we even hit the doors, we exited that lobby. Before we hit the door to exit, one of my boys turned to me and said, Mom, can we take all of our money out of here and put it into Flagstar Bank? Now, I will use their name, because I'm going to say good things about them. Flagstar Bank. No, let me stop and say You know what? Even two little boys knew that they deserved to be treated better. Two little boys knew that they wanted to feel appreciated. And what's the difference is Flagstar Bank has Drop Everything service. They had always gotten really good, friendly greetings there. You get to sit at a desk. They would make them Halloween bags and Easter bags and congratulate them for putting money into the bank. So they loved going there. Both of the places could take your money and put it in an account. But the experience between the two was very different. Now, what do you think happened there? I don't know. I never called to say, hey, this is what happened. Can you share with me? But I have a theory. My theory is that there was drama going on. I think that one or two or maybe three or four of those tellers probably is reluctant to wait on the members when they come in to do their banking. I think that the woman who finally said, I'll help you over here, was not frustrated with my two cute little boys. I think she was frustrated with one or two or a few of her coworkers. Perhaps she's the rock star employee who's always going out of her way to provide great service regardless of what her team members are doing. I think that credit union dropped the ball, and I think they accommodated and allowed that drama to continue when they shouldn't have. I think that they thought it was just an annoyance and an inconvenience for their team members and forgot that some customers were going to notice and possibly vote with their feet. And you know what? We did. I did take their money out of that bank. You know what? I just thought, I'm going to listen to them. And they're right. It wasn't a horrendous experience. But I just thought, I want them to continue to want that kind of service. And I want them to continue to do their business with people who appreciate them. So I'm going to honor that request. And we did. We moved. And so that credit union who had invested in those postcards and, you know, wanted to create certain outcomes and probably have those boys, you know, continue as members and one day get car loans or mortgages for their homes, lost out. So where in your business are you tolerating drama that you shouldn't? Where in your business are you turning your back or closing your eyes and trying to ignore or discount the chaos that you have happening? I'm telling you that you can defeat the drama and you must defeat the drama. So I look forward to helping you on that journey by step offering you tips, tricks, and strategies. That is a tongue twister that will help you. There are proven strategies, as I've said, and that's what I'm going to be providing on this podcast. So thank you so much for tuning in. It means the world to me that you've spent time with me today. I hope that you will come back, and I'm going to ask you to take these three actions. That's the three S's. I'm going to ask you to subscribe, submit, and suggest. So can you please go to my website, defeatthedrama.com, click on that podcast website, and subscribe to my podcast so that you know when there's a new one available. I'm also going to ask you to submit on that same website. You can submit a review. If you'll submit a review for iTunes, more people can find this podcast and gain the benefit and defeat the drama in their businesses too. That is my mission. I also want you to submit your personal drama challenges and questions to defeat your drama so that I can provide you with customized solutions on one of the next podcasts. So remember, submit and then keep listening so that you can hear for yours. And then the final one is suggest. Can you please suggest this podcast to others who could benefit from its content? I know I didn't offer tips today, but all of the next podcasts are going to give specific strategies. And I know you have other people in your life who could benefit. So if you could email them or call or share on your social media and let them know that this podcast exists, and let's get on a mission together to defeat the drama in work and life. So thank you so, so much. I so appreciate your taking time out of your busy schedule. So until next time, defeat the drama now. Don't let anyone steal your focus or zap your joy.